Well, we've arrested 5 suspects and charged them with drug manufacturing and possession of methamphetamine. We received a call last night about a strange odor coming from a room inside a hotel, and when we responded, we found chemicals and meth-making materials there. It's our understanding at this point that the 5 were using the drugs among themselves, and it's also our understanding that they were having a difficult time finding methamphetamine in Howard County, which is why they were manufacturing it for their own use and for distribution among the 5. The hotel was evacuated. The 4th floor of the hotel was evacuated for a period of time, but eventually the guests were let back into their rooms. And at this point, they've all been charged with multiple counts of drug manufacturing, drug possession, and possession with intent to distribute.
And apparently, they certainly have some knowledge of chemistry to be able to do this. You need that, I suppose, for this sort of thing, don't you?
I don't know their skill level in the manufacturing of methamphetamine. It certainly looked like that was what they were intending to do. It's my understanding that they are all from out of state and were traveling together through the area for work as contractors and, again, manufacturing the meth themselves because they had a hard time finding it locally.
Why the evacuation necessary?
Well, anytime we have any sort of possible hazardous materials, the fire department will come in and evacuate anyone that might be in danger until they can determine that the danger is over. And that's exactly what happened last night.
So they weren't coming here to set up a factory to sell it. And I'm wondering from the police perspective, is that consistent with what you know of the area? Is this a low meth use region?
Well, I think that no jurisdiction is completely immune to any kind of drug, but I think that the fact that these suspects felt that they needed to manufacture their own methamphetamine because they couldn't find it in Howard County is a good indication that we don't have a significant meth problem here.